Welcome to the bus. Where you have, where you have, where you have.
Anyone who's been to Atlanta knows these words. No, they mean have your money in your hand and your order on your mind. You are at the Varsity.
Go be cash or card.
Frank Jones has been a car hop here for an astounding 62 years.
This is a place you can make money at during those days, in the 50s and 40s.
The Varsity predates even Frank. Long before McDonald's, before Burger King or Wendy's, the Varsity was founded in 1928 by a former Georgia Tech student named Frank Gordy.
He was able to purchase a little hot dog stand in the back of his uncle's gas station. And he started what was then the Yellow Jacket, is what he called it.
That's Gordon Muir, Gordy's grandson. His mother took over the business after both Gordy and his son, Frank Jr., died back in the 1980s. Muir says it was a make-or-break time for the company, and she made it.
I started working in the company when I was 15, 16 years old, and I'd work after school and on the weekends. And I just always loved it. And finished college, and my mom, who had taken it over, asked me to come down, and she said, when are you going to come work for the family? And I said, well, I guess it's time. I was married and had a little kid, so came in, and I've been here around 33 years now.
That's what I want to
do. Rebecca Dabla has been working here for 35 years. In that time, she's certainly learned the lingo that's unique to the Varsity.
Get a chili dog, we call it chili dog, MK dog, Mustang ketchup dog, a naked dog plain. Rotified burger, it's a hamburger, lettuce and tomato and mayonnaise. A fry, it's a string. Onion ring, it's a ring. You get a bag of red potato chip.
How does this place do so well for so long?
Well, I think it's consistency. You know, people don't like things to change very much. And we strive very hard to keep it the same. The food the same, you know, the atmosphere the same. And I think, obviously, we've done a pretty good job with that, being here 90 years this year, so, you know.
And a lot of people stay here forever. I mean, you've got Frank and other
Rebecca
people.
And Jada, I mean, Miss Mary, I mean, so many people. We have people from 10 to 50 years plus, and I think it's because it really is more of it's not a corporate setting, right? I have my little office right here we're sitting in, and they can come knock on the door anytime they want, and we try to make it a family atmosphere, you know, with our employees.
Back at the drive-in, Frank Jones is putting in an order in spite of the suffocating heat, both in the driveway and in the kitchen.
It's too hot to work.
Yeah. Two hot dogs and
another
one.
Yeah. No. I just got one up there, you know. Two hamburgers.
Frank was here when Elvis Presley used to order chili steaks by the box. He remembers visits from Presidents Carter, Clinton, and Obama, and he's grateful for the best customer he ever had.
Yeah, I got one. It tips me very well. Very well. It takes care of me. He paid for my cataract surgery when I was off. He sent me a $500 check, so he takes care of me.
Frank sometimes thinks about retirement, but he doesn't think much of it.
Well, I can retire, but you got to have money to do that. I don't want to depend on my children. I want to do this for myself.
Back in a small office, behind a door marked janitor, Gordon Muir thinks about retirement sometimes, too.
How many restaurants do you have?
Five.
Five.
Yeah.
You can expand?
And two in the airport. As a family, we're working on that now. We have several properties around. We're just trying to figure out the way to do it.
How big do you want to be?
Well, who knows? I mean, that might be the fourth generation's idea, right? I mean, because my daughter has come on working for us, and she's generation four. But we'll see.
Do you always want to keep it in the family?
Yes, I would. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a tradition.
It is, right.
What do you have?
As long as it's here, as long as it's in the family, as long as there are iconic people like Frank Jones asking, what do you have, what do you have? The Varsity will always be a mecca for fast food lovers.
We have people from all over the world come up here. We not know they're from all over the world. They'll come here and say, the first time I've been here, and you ask them where they're from. They're from England, Europe, Japan, Germany, everywhere. A lot of people come from all over the world come here.
That makes you kind of an ambassador.
Well, I'm something.
You're really something.
Yeah.
Mr. Frank, it's a pleasure, sir. Thank you for your time.
At the Varsity, Pete Combs, WSB.